Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded, ancestral stolen territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. You can keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everyone. I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you guys for joining us today on this lovely day.
Yeah, pretty lovely. No, it's been pretty rainy.
Hey, I'm trying to be positive here. There's a bit of sun, so I'm going to say lovely.
I think it was like pouring rain this morning.
I saw blue sky shining through, so maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. There's some hope.
I think we're just going to jump straight into the music.
Yeah, we're just going to do a little... just run and jump into this. So we have some
little hop.
We have some later on, so mm-hmm. Feel free to stick around, and we'll be talking about some religion, which will be a little controversial, but it's fun to talk about. And mm-hmm. as well, we're gonna do a little segment on this exhibit that came to Vancouver.
It's still in Vancouver, actually. Yep. On Pussy Riot, which is a band, and we'll get more into what they're about later.
Yes.
So stay tuned, though, because it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The first song is Processional by the artist At. Just the At symbol. That's her name. Please enjoy.
Hey. Enjoy.
Let's go.
Inside. CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. We are so sorry. We're just experiencing some technical difficulties right now.
For some reason, most of our songs aren't playing on the computer, so we're trying to scramble to find new music.
but in the meantime...
Yeah, we're going to try a little talking for now.
We can talk about religion.
Yeah, so I'll start it off because Stella's going to try to redo our entire playlist at least find some really music for you guys.
So sorry, guys. So, we are just... not doing so good right
not
now.
Not doing so good. But anyways, so a little more about religion. So I grew up as a Roman Catholic. We are so chaotic right now. There's too much going on. Okay, so anyway, recently I've been getting more into finding more religion, trying to get more into spiritual health in general. I never felt like I resonated with being Catholic when growing up, unfortunately. My father is Catholic, and my mom never really stuck with a religion. I think she's more on the atheist side. I went to Sunday school. I was baptized.
School? Yes. For how long?
Not Sunday school, the churches, but I think...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my memory's kind of fuzzy for that back then, but...
Okay.
Personally, I never really felt that I believed in Catholic, not that it's anything against my father or anyone who is Catholic,
Personal vendetta against Catholics.
Yeah, no personal vendetta here, but there's a lot of things also that I don't really enjoy... about the Catholic Church and Catholicism itself, just especially like controversies with the residential schools and their Catholic Church involvement.
There's a lot of bad history with the church, especially in North and South America.
Yeah, exactly.
Africa, and a lot of places.
And as well, like the sexual assault case, like there's been over 216,000 sexual assault scandals with children and Catholic priests between 1950 to 2020. It doesn't taint the religion itself, but I feel like it does raise questions, like, why would priests who are high religious power in this religion be... aren't they supposed to be role models for Catholics? But,
it is pretty corrupt in that sense.
Not the religion itself, but there is questions. But anyways, more aside from Catholicism, I feel like now...
Catholicism,
yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Gotta use the correct terminology. But... I think more importantly now is what we're trying to get into or things that we believe in. So I've been personally researching more about Buddhism. I still personally don't believe in God. So I feel like Buddhism, I instantly gravitated towards because number one, there's no deity or there's no God that people inherently prayed to. There's the Buddha, but he was a normal human being who just became the Buddha. So
I see. Where are you doing your research?
I did my research mostly online.
Okay.
But
okay.
It kind of stemmed off as well when I went to Cabo for a yoga retreat, and there was a lot mm-hmm. of Ayurvedic teachings there, and it also resonates. It also connects a lot with Buddhism as well. So then I was like, this is interesting. So I'm going to research more about this. But basically about Buddhism more itself. So the main teaching, I think, is that human life is one of suffering, and that meditation, spiritual,
true,
and physical labor, yeah, and good behavior are the ways to achieve enlightenment or nirvana, which is like the peak, eternal peace, and will end your constant rebirth and cycles.
Okay, once you, I have a question.
Yes.
For you. The Buddhist.
Buddhist over
like,
here.
Once you achieve nirvana, is it kind of like you just have that forever, or you have to continuously work to keep that up?
That's what I'm thinking, but I'm pretty sure it's just an eternal peace. Like, you just become internally at peace, but I don't know what eternal peace
is. Like, the final boss level, once you defeat it, you're, like, enlightened.
So, So, basically, if you don't reach enlightenment or nirvana, which is most people, probably me included, but you will just keep being reborn over and over again until you can reach this pace, this nirvana, and then you won't be reborn again, which is something I didn't know that about that, so I feel like that's interesting. I want to research more into what eternal peace is, but you're supposed to reach this nirvana by a series of steps. So they have this thing called the Four Noble Truths, which is you have to learn these before you can reach nirvana or enlightenment.
All right.
Yeah, so there's number one, there is the truth of suffering. So basically saying that life is full of suffering, like we all suffer, aging, illness, we all know well, and it will continue to suffer if you don't know the reason behind this. Number two is that now you have the truth of the cause of suffering. So we actually face suffering from our desire, greed, being very materialistic, like, oh, I want that Gucci bag.
A lot of ego
things
involved.
Like buying things, like it never fills the gap, like especially materialistic stuff, like you always want to buy more. That's a cause of suffering. I know, don't look at my jacket right now.
She DJ Coco before this said, oh my gosh, I got this new pair of pants and I can't wait to buy more from this online store.
Don't even.
It's okay.
And then
exposing you. I'm sorry.
I've been exposed here. I'm trying. I'm working on my truth.
She has identified the source of the suffering.
I've identified. I haven't followed through yet.
Second step.
Stop by. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then number three is the truth of the end of suffering. So suffering can be ended by achieving nirvana, enlightenment. So probably for me, stop buying clothes. And then number four is the truth of the path that leads to the end of suffering. So it's saying, yes, there's a way to reach nirvana.
That and sounds a little ambiguous to me.
I know. So it's a little, it's a little fluid movement of rules, but I have doubts about it, though. Like,
Really?
Yeah. How can you end all suffering? Because there's going to be world wars. There's going to be a family member's going to die. Like, how are you going to stop that?
Because also, if you end suffering for yourself and there's still people in your life that you love suffering. That are suffering, aren't you going to suffer too?
Exactly.
So how can you, does everyone in the world need to reach, like, is that the goal? Like, everyone in the world needs to reach enlightenment
in some way? But then not everyone, I don't know if Buddhism wants everyone to become a Buddhist or it respects everyone's own religion. So then.
Yeah, it's not like a conversion thing where they're going around knocking on people's doors and being like, hey guys, come join this.
So it's hard. I think it's still a lot more research needs to be done. But I think But there's, I think, kind of like that. Though.
I have so many questions
for every religion.
But I do kind of like that, what you just told me, Buddhism, like it just has kind of four, they're not even necessarily rules.
Yeah.
Like just kind of things to live by or things to know. Because what I don't understand is like, why are there all of these arbitrary rules for so many religions? And where do they come from? Mm-hmm. Why do we still follow them? And some
the Bible.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Just a lot of Abrahamic religions have this to get into the afterlife, and then like I just don't fully understand why mm-hmm. some spiritual force would be evaluating us on how good we are if that's like our only
true.
Value in the world.
True. That's like more like positive nihilism, I think, just saying that. There's like no meaning to all of our actions.
Okay.
Like, but in a good way.
But
in a good way.
It's not like I don't...
Not
I believe
that.
There's meaning to our actions, but it's... Like, I don't think they should be held to, like, a set of morals, necessarily, that are just set out by some guy.
Some guy.
Or, I don't know, like, Jesus, you know?
I mean, in the Buddha, because in the Buddhism world, because they say that you have good or bad karma. So then, technically, yeah, your actions are morally evaluated. But then there's not, like, someone striking the hammer being like, hey.
It's not like you're not allowed to eat this kind of food or drink alcohol or do this or this.
But then most religions, but I think Buddhism also says they don't do drugs and stuff. But
yeah.
That might just be, I don't think anyone should do drugs. So I feel like they are good rules to be living a healthy life as well. So.
But why would that determine whether or not
you get into
heaven? Like the whole idea, okay, don't get me started on heaven because the whole idea is just very counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. To me, because people are doing things, how do I say this? Like, people are doing things to be good, right? Because they want to get into heaven. Like, they're following the rules or, like, trying to avoid sinning or stuff like that. I mean, you can still sin and just repent, but that's besides the point. And then you're doing it with the goal in mind of getting into heaven, or some people are, right?
Right.
So then would they even get into heaven if their intention of doing a good thing isn't there? Like, that part doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, do they truly feel like they're doing a good deed because they're just doing it because they want to get...
Yeah, like, are Christians evaluated by their intention or their action? Because those things are completely different on what makes you, like, a good person, in my opinion.
I get what you mean. Yeah, if you don't truly do it for the actual goodness, from the goodness of
your heart.
But
yeah.
I wonder if God can see that. I wonder. But
exactly.
Maybe God will just know if there is a God for some of you out there.
Yeah.
So
it's
interesting.
Just one more thing. Not even one more thing.
Yeah.
But for right now,
lots of more things.
I always say one more thing, but there's so many more coming. Like, how do we decide which set of rules is, like, the most morally superior to follow? Because there's so many religions out there, and they all have, like,
separate
regulations or, like, standards that you're being held to.
I think to each their own. There's this one religion,
not
Scientology.
All of them can be right.
Scientology. They believe that they're immortal beings in human bodies. It's like, what if they're right?
Yeah.
What if
they're right? any one of them could be right, but it's kind of a gamble at this point for me as an atheist to just choose one and be like, you know what?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I know. It feels like going to the supermarket and you're like, this one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How do people choose religions? And that's also another, like, how do you...
Have you been raised without a religion?
I've been raised, well, with Catholic. It wasn't imposed on me, but I did go to, like, Catholic church and things, but I never felt like it didn't feel like much meaning for me.
Same.
But I don't understand, how other people get into religion. I mean, for me, for Buddhism, I'm starting to get into it, but I wouldn't consider myself a Buddhist yet. Maybe, maybe not, but I still am on the fence about it. But I like the teachings, though. I feel like more religions are good in the aspect that you get taught morals and things you should, like, at least, because that's what makes society functionable, is if we all went off the rails, that wouldn't be pretty good.
Definitely.
We all start stealing and doing drugs.
But there's also laws for that. Like, we have, like, institutional laws that control us.
But then laws were based off the morals. So,
but then laws are always changing and developing as well. So
what is
morality? Because it's always changing.
Because homosexuality was a sin and now it's not.
But some people still think it is.
Some people in Russia.
And alcohol was illegal in the U.S. That was based off of a religious thing, and now it's not.
Oh, we can get too much of a tangent if we do this. But overall, I feel like there are good positive effects of religion, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Outside of even just the religion itself, I think there's research, so much research on improving, like, psychological well-being and things like that. We both did a little research on this, and
I didn't.
You didn't? I swear you did. Okay, I did.
Yeah, I just have some opinions on it.
But I found that it encourages social connection. You're always in a community of people who mm-hmm. think you like you, and of course that will foster positive meaning for your life.
Being in a group is obviously like a social benefit, right? So it makes sense that religion is too. Mm-hmm.
It's also been found that religiously active people tend to be happier and more engaged in their communities compared to atheist adults or inactive members. It's not due to them exercising more or dieting more, but it's just based on tending to drink and smoke less. So
I guess that is a good rule for health.
Yeah, because for health-wise, religion is very good for you. Like, it also improves people's capacity to deal with life stresses, so your mental health is better.
Well, that's the thing. With religion, I feel like these people are secure in their beliefs. Like, they're not facing a lot of existential dread. Like, they have it kind of laid out. They're like, okay, if I do everything right, like, this is what's going to happen. They have some sort of, structure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty comforting. Like, I would love to have that. I would love to believe in heaven.
But you don't.
But I don't. But you don't. I don't.
How come?
I just, because it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't. Because also, just with hell, too, mm-hmm. where like, there's probably mass serial killers in hell, and then someone who just drank alcohol. Like, are those people all in the same hell? Because that doesn't make sense.
I feel like it's like prison, though. Like, they don't have high capacity.
Yeah.
They don't put
do they deserve the same? I don't really know how it works. Like, the same destiny.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense how there's just a black and white heaven, hell.
And heaven seems kind of terrible, too. In a way, like, it's just eternal bliss. Like, that's kind of boring, no?
I don't know. That's why I feel like reincarnation is something more believable.
Yeah, I agree.
But more believable is controversial as well. Like, you can believe anything. So, it does seem like it does. Yeah. Oh, I see you put glorified coping mechanism in your mind about death here.
I mean, it is definitely like was kind of part of it must have been created to have some sort of answer about the afterlife. That's a big part of it for sure.
I feel like it's better. Would you rather have a false belief on what you think is right or just have no belief and just aimlessly?
I think it's just hard to choose because I don't know if I want to choose to be religious fully because it is a little limiting for something. Like, you don't have full freedom over yourself necessarily.
True.
But I'm not sure if people should be given full freedom.
It's like a comfortable box, or you can go out in the wild. But
it is really hard thinking about death and having no answers.
Exactly.
Like, that freaks me out. It's trying to go to bed at night, I'm like, no.
What happens? I'd rather be comforted. Ignorance is bliss. It kind of could.
But there is, like, don't you think there is some spiritual force? Like, it's not just mental and physical things in our world. Like, I believe there's some sort of like energy there.
I think fate is definitely. I think we both agree
really?
That. Or no?
Okay,
we
wait,
both
say
agree.
What you're gonna say.
Yeah, fate. I believe fate is a like must be something that's real. Like, things are bound to happen, or do you think it's by chance?
Like, when you say fate, do you mean? Oh my gosh. Do you mean like we don't have free will or like control over our destiny? Because I kind of believe in destiny in some ways. But I also don't want to believe that there's no autonomy that we have.
True. Like, do we choose our own destiny? I believe fate and more, like, little small actions. Like, the people you meet. Especially
I agree with that.
Or fated to meet them.
Like, the universe kind of brings you together and you're, like, meant to meet each other.
Yeah. You get small little chances of fate, but you eventually choose your own destiny, I think, is my belief for now.
Because you can take advantage of it or not.
Exactly.
Because there's so many people that I've wanted to talk to, but then I haven't. And then the parallel, you know, like, timeline, I could have
parallel,
you know, had
DJs,
a completely different
star. Sorry, exposed.
But that's a big question. But I do feel like there is some sort of reason for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it all, like, everything in our lives is like a domino effect too. Like, everything's connected. Like, this happened because of this. Like,
yes, I do. I think there must be something. I feel like it's just nice to believe in something. It is scary just thinking that we're just here and there's nothing, there's no spirituality.
But have you ever felt like a spiritual or like had a spiritual experience before?
I don't think I have yet. I say yet, but why, have you had one?
I've had one specific one. I don't know if I want to talk about it yet, but I also just want to say, like, I think just being in nature for me feels like it's something more than just feeling happy or like feeling fulfilled in some way. Like, it feels like more of a spirit, like something in like my soul is like happy. I don't know how to explain it. It's like
grounding, I feel
grounded,
like.
Or yeah, it's like there's another plane that I'm kind of existing on when I'm in nature. True. In a way. I don't know how to explain it.
I think
it.
A lot of people feel the same way, especially that like people going running or hiking as well feel that.
Or when you're just like with people that you love, so like kind of a similar thing.
It's like such happy, pure happiness.
Pure happiness. And that's just, you know, and also humans just like grounding, what I was talking about, just taking off your feet and walking around, like that feels a little religious that to me. Like, this feels like, it feels nice.
Yeah, because religion is spiritual, but is all spirituality religious? No.
No.
No. So
maybe I'm not religious, but I want to like explore spirituality more,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, they're definitely two halves of the same whole and
coin?
And the same coin?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely related, but there's a little difference in them, but okay. Have we figured out how to change the music at all either?
I have a few songs, but I don't think
YouTube we're kind of going off ear today now because for some reason we can't. Yeah, we still, just to remind you, we can't play most of our songs that we wanted to play, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I just have pulled up some songs that we've played in the past that I know are pretty good.
Okay. I think we'll go.
So I guess we'll get back into
we'll go with that.
After that giant conversation with basically no questions answered. But it's fine.
We do that a lot.
We still threw them out there. Are there any final points you want to make, DJ Coco?
Final points? Honestly, I think just believe what you want to believe. It's, to each their own. I don't think we should all be confined to one religion, but
I agree.
Just do what makes you happy and do what you think is right.
Yeah, I might have one final point to make. But we have been gabbing for so long. I was talking to DJ Coco before the show about this a bit, but I also think religion is a strange way that humans decide to try to separate themselves from animals.
Back to this.
Because everything on the world, like, everything's living, right? Like, we're all connected in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But why are humans the only ones held to this moral set of standards when everyone, like, has the same fate in the end? Do you know what I mean? Like,
that we all die.
We all die. So why would our afterlife be different than that of an animal's? And that's, like, reincarnation kind of explains part of that, but for other religions, that's a question that I have. That
but
I
maybe
just,
it's part of our creative thinking and our soul, that our imagination.
God sees our creative thinking, like, they're going to heaven. Animals got nothing.
But can animals creatively think?
Yeah, they can.
They can.
Monkeys and stuff, right? Like,
well, they'll come
they
up with
paint
us.
And, oh, yeah. Certain animals, there's like,
Well, like the caterpillars can go to hell, but monkeys come with us.
Yeah, monkeys. But crows are super smart.
True.
Dolphins.
I feel like it's a combination.
They use tools, like, just saying.
But imagination, do they have imagination? Well, imagination is creative thinking in a way.
And how do we can't say that a pig doesn't have imagination.
Does
maybe
a pig have a soul?
That, I feel like they do. I think every living thing has some sort of soul or energy.
Well, we don't know if the animals come up with us to heaven or hell. So maybe they are coming
maybe,
up. We were all wrong.
Maybe.
So
but
that could
the thing
come
is,
back.
When we look at them and we evaluate them through a religious, like, we can't evaluate them through a moral lens and be like, that's a good animal or a bad animal. Like, they're just all, like, it's just nature. Like, killing another animal or, like, doing something like that. It's just...
But maybe they know morally if they're a good or bad animal. That will send
maybe
them
they
up.
Have their own set of religion rules.
True, we don't know. How do we know?
Oh. Anyways.
No more morality of a pig, so
yeah.
None of that.
Okay, anyways, yeah, sorry guys. That was my final.